This is BOAU, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton, a lawyer for Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, son of Libya's late dictator, said armed men had prevented him from lodging an appeal on Thursday against his client's disqualification from next month's presidential election, adding to fears of turmoil around the vote. Disputes about issues including the eligibility of candidates are threatening to derail the election, which is set for December 24th, and with it a UN-backed peace process aimed at ending a decade of chaos since Muammar Gaddafi was toppled. Late on Wednesday, the Elections Commission disqualified Saif al-Islam and 24 others out of a field of 98 presidential hopefuls subject to appeals. Libya's judiciary will have the final say on the list of candidates. A judicial source told the French news agency that an Egyptian court has 22 Islamist militants sentenced 22 Islamist militants to death by hanging. The men were found guilty of committing 54 so-called terrorist operations across Egypt, including the murder of a senior police officer, as well as trying to kill former Interior Minister Mohamed Ibrahim. The verdicts cannot be appealed. Egypt's highest appeals court also upheld prison sentences of 118 others in the same case, ranging from terms of several years to life imprisonment. Authorities said at least 14 people were killed in a Russian coal mine in Siberia Thursday, including three rescuers who were sent down to try to bring out dozens who were still missing. At least 11 miners died at the initial incident. This is VOA News. A newly identified coronavirus variant that has spread in South Africa is the most concerning that British health officials have seen, as it has doubled the number of mutations of the Delta variant, including some associated with evading immune response. The UK Health Security Agency said that the variant has a protein that is dramatically different to the one in the original coronavirus that COVID-19 vaccines are based on. It has mutations that are likely to evade the immune response generated by both prior infection and vaccination, and also mutations associated with increased infectivity. The European Union's drug regulator approved the use of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11 on Thursday, paving the way for them to be given a first shot as the EU struggles with a surge in cases. The EU joins a growing number of countries, including the United States, Canada, Israel, China, and Saudi Arabia, which have cleared vaccines for children in the 5 to 11 year age group and younger. But the World Health Organization said Wednesday, as children and adolescents are at lower risk of severe COVID-19, countries should prioritize adults and sharing doses with the COVAX program, which is aimed at supplying the world's poorest countries, which have struggled to get vaccines. Pope Francis met the Prime Minister of Lebanon Thursday and promised to do everything in his power to help Lebanon rise again after its financial collapse in 2019. The Vatican said in a statement that Francis and Prime Minister Najib Mikati, who took office in September, met privately for about 20 minutes and discussed the country's economic and social crisis. The fallout from Lebanon's financial collapse in 2019 has left swaths of the nation in poverty, and foreign donors are demanding an audit of the central bank and financial reforms before they release funds. UN agencies have warned of social catastrophes, with one report saying that more than half the families in Lebanon had at least one child who skipped a meal amid a dramatic deterioration of living conditions. And Mexican officials have begun dispersing several hundred migrants gathered in the southern city of Tapachula by busing them to other states, heading off the prospect of a new immigration caravan heading north. The migrants are mostly from Haiti and parts of Latin America. They'd been in limbo in Tapachula while enduring lengthy waits for asylum and visa requests to be resolved. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.